You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel 5786, 2025. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Miketz, and we are deep in the story of Yosef and his brothers, and the story does not complete until next week. And we are also deep in Hanukkah. As I'm recording this, it's Thursday, and we're on the fourth day of Hanukkah. Last night we lit the fourth candle. So we're deep in the story of Hanukkah and deep in the story of Yosef. And I'd like to share with you a thought that connects the story of Yosef, the story of Yehuda, the story of Hanukkah to each other. And in order to do that, I'd like to start off reading a little piece in the Medrash. The Medrash brings the Pasuk, our Pasuk and our Parsha. So Yosef was in jail. He was there for 12 years. He was 30 years old. 2 years prior, he had met the Sar HaOifim, the Sar HaMashkim, the baker of the king of Paro, and the wine cup bearer of the king of Paro, And he had interpreted their dreams. And he begged the Sar HaMashkim to remember him. He saw. Somehow he had this feeling, and he was right, that this is his ticket out. This is how he gets out of jail. But it still took 2 more years from that time, 2 more difficult years in languishing in jail before he was remembered. And we all know the story. Paro has dreams, and Paro calls out Yosef from the board to explain and interpret the dreams, and Yosef interprets them perfectly to Paro's satisfaction. And Yosef recommends, appoint somebody to be in charge to lead your country in order to deal with the upcoming challenging years that will be in 7 years from now. And Vayomer Paro l'avodav hanimtza kazeh. Paro says to his servants, did we ever find somebody like this? This person, Paro sees Yosef standing in front of him. Yosef was, of course, a beautiful, handsome person, good-looking person. And Yosef was someone who had confidence. But not only did he have confidence, not only was he striking in the way that he looked, but he also had humility. He had humility. And Paro saw that. What did he say? Have we ever found a person like this? Excuse me. Isha sharuach elokim boy, a person who has the spirit of God inside of him. Which it's interesting because we see with Paro, Paro recognizes that. We also saw that 12 years earlier, Potiphar had recognized that. He saw that Hashem was with him. So you looked at Yosef, trying to think of what Yosef looked like. You looked at Yosef and you saw somebody who it was striking. You couldn't get out of it. There was no way to deny God was with him. That as Yosef himself says to Paro, Paro says, I've heard so much about you. I've heard that you can explain dreams. And Yosef says, it's not me. Elokim yaneh shlem Paro. God will answer you. Which is a very, I would say, brave statement. I don't know about you, but I've often thought and often think about what is Hashem's will? What does Hashem want for me? What is Hashem's will for my wife, my kids? What is it that I'm looking for Hashem's guidance. As I like to share, I believe I've shared it with you as well, in Shema Kolenu, talking about asking Hashem to hear my prayers, hear our prayers, hear Klal Yisrael's prayers. So I always say, I've been saying for a while, Hashem, help me hear your prayer for me. Hashem, help my wife hear your prayer for her. Help my kids hear your prayers for them. So I want to hear Hashem's prayer for me. I want to hear his tefillah for me. I want to hear what it is that Hashem wants me to do. And it's not always so easy to hear it. I got a lot of noise in my head. I got a lot of Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Tov. It's not clear who's who. The good voice, the negative voice. Got to cut through all the voices and just listen to Hashem's voice. But clearly, Yosef had this ability, to the point that Paro says, "Hanim tzakaze, ish asher ruach elokim boy." Says the Medrash, brings the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Achas hi yonosi tamosi, achas hi le'imo. Hashem, as it were, is speaking to his beloved, to Am Yisrael, and saying, my dear beloved dove, you are one. You are the only one of his mother. You are the only one. Achas hi yonosi tamosi, says the Medrash, say Avraham. Who is the one that the pasuk is speaking about? Who is the beloved of Hashem? So the first one is a reference to Avram Avinu. He was alone. He was a single person. Shenemar, Echad ha'yavar Avraham vayirash ha'aretz. Avram was alone. He was unique. And we could say, it's not beferish on the measures, but we could say, and it's pashut pshat l'chaira, yeah, that Avram Avinu was somebody who was seeking the will of Hashem. He was aligning himself, resonating with Hashem's guidance. He lived his whole life like that. He heard Hashem speak. He was able to hear Hashem speak. So he's the one, right? Somebody who can hear Hashem speak, someone who can hear Hashem's guidance is called the one. Why? I would say, perhaps we could say, because who is the one? Hashem is the one. He's the only one. But if I align myself with his will, so I'm also one. I also have that unique characteristic. Achas hi le'ima zeh Yitzchak. Pasuk also refers to the one who's the only one to his mother, or her mother. This is a reference to Isaac. Sheh yachid le'imai. He was the only child of his mother, right? Sarah Imenu had one child, Yitzchak, Isaac. Which means to say, if you have an only child, so on the service level, that only child has all of the attention. But it also means that Sarah Imenu is the one who bequeaths to Yitzchak all of her spiritual power. And when Avram says to Hashem, maybe Yishmael will be my continuation, Hashem says, no, ki Yitzchak yikar lechazara. Yitzchak is called the one. He's the one who gets all of the spiritual power, all of the spiritual inheritance of Avram Avinu, of Yitzchak Avinu, which is the same aspect, this oneness of having a relationship with Hashem, of manifesting Hashem in this world. Bara Hila Yoladita Zeyakov. Pasuk refers to the one who is pure, the one who is pure to the one who gave birth to him. Zeyakov, it's Jacob. Shaya Borla Yoladita Shu Tzadik. Rivka Imenu had Esav and Yaakov, but when she went to Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever to understand what's going on with her when she was pregnant, they told her that the younger one will be a greater one. She knew who he was. She knew who he was going to be. She knew that he was going to be the one who was the tzaddik, the one who dedicates himself completely to Avedis Hashem, to serving Hashem, to Hashem's will. Ra'ua vanois vayashrua elu ha'shvatim. Interestingly, Medrash says that the other girls, the other nations it's referring to, they saw her and they praised her. They affirmed her specialness. This is a reference to the 12 tribes. Where do we see? Kol Nishma Beis Paro. When the story is over in next week's parsha, so everyone gets excited that the brothers of Yosef have come. Everybody affirms, all of the nations of the world affirm the specialness of this family, of the family of Yaakov Avinu, the Jewish people. The kings and the concubines, or maybe the queens and the concubines, they praised her. Yosef. This is a reference to Yosef that was praised in this pasuk. Vayomer Paro Lavodov, Hanin Sakaze. Paro says to his servants, will we ever find someone else like this? There's somebody here who's unique, who's not like anybody else, and everybody agreed. In his entire kingdom, and as the Mefarshim say, Paro was somebody who reigned over the entire world at that time. So he knew about all the talent that existed in his kingdom. And he said, if we go from one end of the earth to the other, will we find somebody like this? There's somebody unique. And I was, as I was learning this, I noticed this language of from one end of the earth to the other, which really more accurately translated is from the end of the earth till its end, which is a description. That's the language that we use in the description of the soul. The soul sees from one end of the earth to its end. Right? There's an aspect of something called makif, which is an all-encompassing ability to see, to understand things from a broad perspective, to see things from every angle, from all around, completely encompassing whatever it is one's looking at. The soul has that ability. That's the ability of somebody who learns Torah. But Paro says if we would somehow be able to look with that level of looking, with that ability to see in an all-encompassing way, we wouldn't be able to find anybody else like Yosef. Yosef is the one who has that all-encompassing ability to see. The way that Yosef puts it down is, that if we look at all of the wise people of that time, so there's nobody like him. They were able to perhaps use science to look at things in a natural way. But Yosef, he had an unusual type of wisdom. His wisdom wasn't just based on what's in front of him. His wisdom was deeper. It was an intuitive wisdom. It was a Ruach Elikim, a divine spirit that rested upon him, that inspired him, that he understood things because he had access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is all-encompassing. Now that's the beautiful Medrash. And by the way, that's the concept of oneness. We said Avram is connected to oneness, Yitzchak is connected to oneness, Yaakov is connected to oneness, the Shvatim are connected to oneness, and Yosef has this aspect of oneness, because oneness really is where you have all the pieces, where you see everything coming together. That's the ultimate oneness. We've talked about, you look at my face, or look at anyone's face, you see the eyes, the nose, the mouth, right? It's all pieces. Or you look at a word, or you look at a sentence, you have the words coming together, and then it forms a whole. Right, you see it all as one. You understand that a face is a face. It's not just, it's more than the sum of its parts. Right, so Yosef has that ability. He has that oneness. He has that aspect of the Kailo. His ability to see deeper. His ability to see the whole picture. Why? Because he's inspired by Hashem, by God, who has that ability, of course. He created everything. He sees the whole picture. He sees everything. And in thinking about this, you know, the Medrash also says, thinking about Yosef, I mentioned we're going to talk a little bit about Yehuda, touch on him as well, because Yosef and Yehuda are really the main characters in the story. Yehuda is the one who says, don't kill him, sell him. So Yehuda initiates the whole story with Yosef going down to Egypt. And then Yehuda comes at the end of the story, right? And he stands up for Binyamin, and he speaks to Yaakov and says, we got to go down. We got to get food for our family. And I will stand up and be responsible for Binyamin, make sure that nothing happens to him. So there's a very deep idea here that's going on with Yosef and with Yehuda. Yosef, it says, this is in the previous piece in the Medrash, Vayan Yosef is Paro Lemor, Biladai, Elikim Yanesh Shalem Paro, right? Yosef says twice, over here with Paro and also with the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Ofim, he says to them, Haloi Lelukim Pisronim Sapronoli, he says, God is the one who explains or gives the interpretation of dreams. And I would say, Hashem, put the dream in your head. If it's a real dream, if it's a real seed of the future, Hashem is the one who plants that seed, and Hashem wants us to have information. He's seeing things from above. He sees the big picture. Yosef also at the very beginning, with the dreams that he had with his brothers, last week's parsha, sees that he's destined for greatness, leadership. He's destined to be involved in providing for food. But Yosef, he understands that in order to understand the dream, he says, it's not me. God is the one who interprets dreams. Hashem is the one who plants the dreams, and Hashem is the one who gives the interpretations of it. The Medrash says, Tala HaGedula B'Valeh. He made the greatness dependent upon the one who really is great, meaning, he said, it's not going to be me. said, it's not going to be me who explains this dream. Hashem is the one who explains the dream. Now, what's very interesting is that implicit in this is that Yosef is saying, and it's something that Paro saw, something that Potiphar saw, that he has the ability to tap into, access, understand what it is that Hashem is saying. Hashem is giving him guidance. Hashem is giving him instruction. Hashem is giving him an idea, right? Which is important to know, because as we read the story with Yosef and his brothers, so he does something which on the surface seems very difficult to understand. He puts them through a very difficult time. He creates a whole situation. He calls them spies. And he makes them bring down Binyamin. And he plants incriminating evidence in Binyamin's sack to the point that they have to come back and they have to stand up for Binyamin. And Yosef, it seems like he's playing God. But really, really what's going on is that Yosef recognizes and everyone around him recognizes that he's deeply attuned. He's deeply in touch with Hashem's voice. He's deeply in touch with that deeper understanding, which is only accessible to somebody who's And you might have perhaps encountered somebody like that. I feel like I have. You meet someone who's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a deep person, a loving person. I can think of a few. And they have a deeper insight, an out of the ordinary insight, because their mind is not so caught up with, you know, think about it. Yosef HaTzadik's been in jail for 12 years. He makes a little attempt to ask the Sar HaMashkim to help him. And it doesn't work out. It takes 2 years for the thing to unfold. But there's two things here. One is that he senses correctly that this is his ticket out, right? But on the other hand, he handles it a little bit incorrectly. Our Chazal say that he ended up staying in jail for another 2 years because of it. Because he placed his trust in the wine bearer instead of placing his trust in Hashem. He took himself out of the guidance, right? Yosef is somebody who's constantly talking about Hashem. In Potiphar's house, Chazal say he's constantly talking about Hashem. When we hear his conversation, we hear how he talks. And you can imagine you're standing in front of Paro. Like, imagine you come in front of a huge leader, a great leader, a person who has power over your life, who has the power to redeem you, take you out. And what do you say? What do you say? You stammer maybe. But what comes out is kind of whatever's in your guts, whatever's the thing that you always say. And what does Yosef say? He says, it's Hashem is going to answer. I'm not going to answer you. Right? So, in thinking about it, trying to understand it, because I want that. I'd like to have some access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're learning the Torah, which is the core, at its core is the wisdom of Hashem. But what's the thing that blocks me from it? It's my selfishness. It's my mind. It's all the thoughts that I have of how maybe I could become great, right? How does Yosef end up in jail? We spoke about last week. How does he end up in jail? Because he spoke Lashon Hara about his brothers, right? So there's a certain negativity. There's a certain, the way that my mind thinks in judgment and in ego, right? I gotta get rid of that. If I want to hear Hashem's voice, Hashem's voice is a voice of love. Hashem's voice is a voice of caring. Hashem's voice is the voice of hope. Right? So if I've got my mind in judgment and worry and fear and anxiety, so that's not how I'm going to hear Hashem's voice. So Yosef, he has this positivity. He has this optimism. He has this connection. He's always talking to Hashem. Saying, Hashem, help me do this. Hashem, give me favor in my master's eyes. Hashem, help me have success here. Hashem, help me get out of jail. When he switches it a little bit and he loses sight of that connection, it's not purified yet. It's not all the way in the guts. So sometimes a person has to go through Yisurin, has to go through difficulties like Yosef in order to get to that space of hearing. It needs to be burnt off, so to speak. The ego needs to be burned off. And sometimes that's through Yisurin. But from Yehuda, we see a different type of, we see Yisurin as well. We'll touch that in a moment, but there's a different type of access that Yehuda also has. Yehuda comes in and he steps up and he kind of cleans up the mistakes that he made. Yehuda had made the mistake of selling Yosef. He had made the mistake of not bringing him back to his father. And he promised that he would bring back Binyamin to his father. He made a commitment, right? Another path into that voice of Hashem, connection to what's really real. What's really real is commitment. Yehuda's the one who stands up to commitment. And he also has incredible humility. Yehuda understands and recognizes that things are going on in front of him he can't explain. It's true with Binyamin. He stands up to Yosef and says, take me instead. It's also true in the story with Tamar, in last week's parsha, where Tzadka Mimeni, he realizes that she was more righteous than he was, and he admits it. He admits his mistakes. He allows his ego to be burned off through admission of his mistakes. So you have, with Yehuda, you have commitment and you have humility. And with Yosef, you also have entering into a place of humility by constantly recognizing that it's Hashem, asking Hashem for help every second. Hashem's name is always on his lips. He's constantly asking for help. And he's constantly recognizing that if he has any talent, it's not his talent. It's from Hashem. If he has the ability to explain a dream, it's just because Hashem is the one dropping the information into him. He recognizes that it's not coming from his mind. It's not coming from his own thoughts and wisdom, but that he's connected to a deeper wisdom, to a Ruach Elokim, to a spirit of Hashem. That's Yosef's power. That's Yosef's ability. I'd like to finish off our Dvar Torah today quoting to you from Reb Shlomo Kalbach. It's a beautiful book, which is out of print, unfortunately, which is all kinds of beautiful ideas and thoughts on Hanukkah. And, you know, we always read the parsha of Yosef and his brothers. During Hanukkah, we read at least one parsha, sometimes two, during Hanukkah. And the story is obviously connected. What is the connection between the story of Yosef and Yehuda and all the concepts that we've been speaking about to the story of Hanukkah? What's the connection? And he says a beautiful idea. He says that the light of Hanukkah, the light of Hanukkah, Chazal say, is the Or HaGonus. It's a magical light. There's a light that Hashem created at creation, which he hid away for the tzaddikim for the future. Right, when we think about the menorah, we think about the miracle that happened then. And we speak about that. We remember and we praise and we thank Hashem for the miracle that happened in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, that the flames burned for 8 days. But besides for that, there's another light that it's hinting to, and it's the light of the future, the light of Mashiach. Right, because we're going to have a menorah once again in the Beis HaMikdash on Har HaBayis, in the Holy Temple, the Temple Mount. It's going to be again. And we taste that light every year when we light the menorah. We have a taste of the future. We have a taste of the future that we get to look at these lights, and that Or HaGonus, that hidden light that Hashem created for the tzaddikim in the future, for the times of Mashiach, for us to enjoy. And it's a spiritual light that connects us to the real source of light, which is Hashem Himself, which Hashem revealed in a little light, when he allowed those lights to burn for 8 days long. So we get to remind ourselves of what happened then, which is really a taste, a vorspeis for what we're going to taste in the future when Mashiach comes and that Hashem reveals all of his light. So in the light of Hanukkah is a taste of the future. There's a taste of the future. Can we see now something that's going to happen later? Can I see now that in the darkness there's a little bit of light? Can I see now that this is what I'm looking for? I'm looking for that light of Hashem in my life, despite the darkness. And that's something that Yosef had the ability to see, and ultimately Yehuda also gets it. through his commitment. Yosef, clearly from the beginning of the story, he has that future vision. He has a dream that he can see that something's going to happen with him in the future. He's going to be a leader. He is inside of the jail. He's in the darkness, but he's always connected to the light of Hashem. He's always connecting into it. It's always there for him. And he's not letting go of that light. He's holding on to that light. He knows that in the future, something great is going to happen for him. And when he meets the Saraof and the Saramashkim, he meets the baker and the wine bearer, he recognizes, he sees the future there. He has, because he's connected into the Ruach HaKodesh, he's connected into Hashem's divine inspiration. How? By constantly asking Hashem for help, constantly asking Hashem for guidance, limiting, allowing the crushing of his ego, I would say, through the Asur and the difficulties he goes through. Because he's constantly connected into that light, so he can see the future. He can see with a broader eye. He can see misoifa oilam vad soifa, from the one end of the earth to the other end. He can see the whole picture. He can see the makif. He tastes that light, just like we taste the light on Hanukkah, which is the light of Hashem. And because he stays connected to that, even as he gets to Paro, and even as he interprets his dream, which is also a taste of the future, he's there. He's connected to Hashem. Biladai, it's not me. It's Hashem who's going to answer you. He's giving credit where credit is due. He's always saying the truth. Any greatness that I have is not mine. It's only Hashem's. He's constantly saying the truth. And ultimately what happens, he rises indeed to that greatness, because that's what a true leader is. Someone who redirects people to the source of life. He's the one who's giving them life. He's the one who's giving them food. He's the one who creates this whole plan to save the food so that people can live. But he's the one who redirects us always, where is it from? And he's the one who directs his brothers with Ruach HaKodesh. He's able to see, hey, they don't recognize me, but I recognize them. Clearly Hashem wants me to do something here. He's able to tap in to Hashem's plan. He couldn't have known how it was going to unfold, that Yehuda's going to go back and make a promise to Yaakov, and he couldn't have known that. But he had access to a higher thought, to a deeper thought, because he was constantly reviewing, it's Hashem, it's Hashem, it's Hashem. And through doing that, he leads his brothers to come to the same recognition, to come to the same ego destruction. And they hear it, because they're saying already at the beginning, this is happening to us because we did wrong. We did wrong with our brother. We threw him in the pit. We didn't listen when he was crying. They recognize it. Their minds, their egos are burning until the point where they also see the future. They also see the future, and they come together, and Yehuda and Yosef coming together in that state of connectedness. It's brought down that it's representative of the future of Mashiach, the time when that light will shine, the light of Hanukkah will shine. I want to bless you, and I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us to be able to recognize what's blocking us really from hearing Hashem's voice in our lives. Hashem should help us to let go of that so that we can see that little light of the future that Hashem is shining for us, giving us those hints, giving us those dreams for our future. Hashem should help us to recognize them and indeed give it all to Him. Give all of our lives to Him. Give all of our successes to Him. Hashem should help us to be able to recognize that and stay connected to the point that we all get to see the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash with Mashiach. Thank you so much for listening. Our wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.